Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Omud Aleph, and we're beginning at the very last word, Sif Gimel, on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And the Mechaber writes, Hayarotze Lotzeis Laderech Biashkom. If a person has to get up early in the morning to go on the road, Minicham, he puts on his tefillin at that point in time, Ukishiagia Zemanon, and when it reaches the proper time for putting on tefillin, i.e., he had to go on the road before there was the earliest Zman, Mishayakir, as we spoke about in yesterday's shir, to put on your tefillin, Yemashmesh Behen V'Yavarach, he can just adjust the tefillin, touch the tefillin, move the tefillin, and this way he can make the bracha at that point in time. Because the Mechaber says, the Leiko Lamechash Shema Yishan Behen. You don't have to be concerned. The reason why we don't wear tefillin at night is because you may come to sleep in them and you may come therefore to pass gas in them. Here, you're getting up in the morning to go. So even though it's, quote, nighttime, you don't have to be concerned, the Mechaber says, Shema Yishan Behen, that you're going to fall back asleep. Kivun Shehishkim V'yotzel Aderach. Since you got up and you're on the road, that's not a concern. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud says, V'kasha lo lahanichan, it would be difficult for the person to put them on after the zman for Mishayakir, after the proper time to put them on, achar kach mipnei hakor, because it's too cold, o v'cholchi hai gabno, or anything like this brought down in the name of the Chayyadam. In Siv Katan Yud Aleph, he says, Bahashkoma, and he says, afilu kodem amurashacha, this is talking about if a person has to get up on the road even before dawn, never mind before Mishayakir, he means getting off even before the dawn, and he's traveling on the road, this is acceptable. In Siv Katan Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that he puts them on kodem yitzyoso, early in the morning, before dawn, even as we just said, before he gets on the road, because it's easier for him to put it on at that point in time. V'yochol l'chavein shelov shom l'shei mitzvah, and he intends, and when he puts them on, he can have with the intention that he's doing this l'shei mitzvah, because technically, kiven dekaimelon lailos man tefillin, as we've already pointed out, we technically paskin that nighttime is an acceptable time to put on tefillin. We don't do it because of the gzeira, but since it's an acceptable time, and he is putting it on, he should have the kiyum of the mitzvah while he's wearing it. The issue note 7 points out a very interesting concept that brought down the name of the Shelos Tshuvas Dovev Misharim. If a person knows that he will not be able to put on tefillin during the day for whatever the reason, he should put it on at nighttime and be yotze in that way the chiyuv of putting on tefillin every day. As he points out, Shemamokum Chashash Bitul Mitzvah Tefillin Lo Gazru Rabbanim Shelo Niach Tefillin. The whole idea of not putting on tefillin at night is a gzeira, and if that gzeira will prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin because you can't put it on during the day, Chazal will not gozer that gzeira in that situation. He then brings down a famous tshuva from the Igros Moshe, which talks about a worker who has to get up very early in the morning and will not have the ability to put on his tefillin at all during the day. Mutul Lo Laniach Tefillin Kodem Amud Hashachar. He should put on the tefillin before dawn. Again, because as the Mechaber pointed out, you're not concerned that he's going to fall asleep at that point and will wear his tefillin while he's sleeping, which is a problem. So it's like a person who's getting up early on the road, puts on his tefillin to wear them. Here, the person who's not going to be able to wear them later in the day can put them on early in the morning and then take them off and then go to work. He does point out, if he does have an opportunity in the day, he does have a break, and he could put on his tefillin then during the day, he brings down the Beis Baruch who says, and he should go put them on again. Since essential mitzvah performance is during the daytime, even though b'di'evid, one can be yotzei at night. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, afilu hayalo mokum l'shomram, even if the person has a safe place that he could put the tefillin down, he's still allowed to wear them early in the morning. Because as we said, he's not concerned that he's going to fall asleep with them, so therefore he's allowed to keep them on even early in the morning, even if he could take them off and put them in some safe place till later on. In Siv Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ukishiagia Zimanon, when it becomes the time to put on the tefillin, we said you should touch and adjust the tefillin. Because even though the rabbis gave you permission to put them on early in the morning, when we're not concerned that you're going to fall asleep in them, nevertheless, the rabbis didn't want you to make a bracha when you're putting them on that early, even though you are yotzei fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tefillin at that time, don't make a bracha then because the rabbis didn't want you to make a bracha so early in the morning because of the gzeira. Mikol makom, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Imkide muverach balayla, if you did in fact make the bracha, you didn't know this halacha, when you put it on in the morning, kishenicham, ain tzorch levarach shenis baboker, don't make another bracha later on because technically you are yotzei with that bracha, albeit the rabbis lechatchila don't want you to make the bracha at that time. What's the purpose of adjusting it then? So the Dirshu note 8 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, Sheyesh Lomar She'in HaBrocha Al HaMishmosh. The adjustment is not why you're making the bracha. As we just said, technically when you put it on in the morning, the purpose of the adjustment of putting the tefillin in the right place, moving them and putting them in the right place, Ela Maisei HaNocha She'osom Kodem L'Kein. This is to demonstrate that your earlier putting it on is now what you're making the bracha on. She'misyacheis Gam L'Masha Tefillin Munachas Olav Achshav, which is connected to the fact that you're wearing the tefillin right now. Rabbis hitzrichu l'mashmesh, the rabbis suggested that you adjust the tefillah, move the tefillah now, kidei shehei heker, should be recognizable that this is the kiyum of the mitzvah that you're making the bracha on. And therefore, for whatever the reason, if you can't go and adjust them, so technically the touching is not ma'akev, however, since the rabbis instituted you should do it, you definitely should do it. Dalad, Mechaber writes, Hayababa derech utfilin birosha. If a person is going on the road, it's going towards evening, v'shokol of chama. He's been wearing his tefillin all day, as they did in those days, and now it's nightfall. Not talking here, the Mishnah Berurah will explain, on Erev Shabbos. We're talking about a regular weeknight. Or the second scenario, Oshaya Yoshe Bebeis Medrash Utfilin Barosho Vikidi Shalav Ayom. Now it's Friday afternoon, he's in the Beis Medrash learning, and he realizes that suddenly it's getting close to dark, and it's almost Shabbos time, and he has to get home. What should he do in both of these situations? Yaniach Yodo Aleim Ach Yagi Labayis. In both of these situations, he can't take off the tefillin, either because it would be carrying in the second scenario, or in the first scenario, there's no safe place to put the tefillin, so he shouldn't let people see him wearing the tefillin, because as we said, the Zegzera, don't wear your tefillin at night, you don't want people to see the wrong thing, so therefore he should cover up the tefillin yaniach yodu aleihem ad sheyagia labayis until he gets home, and then he can take them off when he gets home. It's not a muktzah problem, as we'll see. Take them off as soon as he gets home. If there's a closer house, yesh bayis korov lachomish mishtamim sham. If before he gets to his house, he could reach another safe haven where he could put the tefillin there. Choltzim onichem sham. He should take them off over there and place them in that safe place. We skipped Siv Katan Yudalad, so we'll do that right now before we get to an explanation of Siv Dalad. In Siv Katan Yudalad, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yotzel aderech, when a person goes out early in the morning, that's only if he's walking. V'dav kaholeh baraglov, if he's walking on his feet, we're not concerned he's going to fall asleep. O rochev, if he's riding on a horse, we're not concerned he's going to fall asleep. Avo yoshev bagol, if you're riding in a car, for example, or a wagon, technically, also l'niach shem yisham behem, because there we are definitely concerned that the person's not doing anything, he could easily fall asleep, and then we have the whole concern of shem yafiach behem. Then he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, where he adds, in the name of the Prima Godim, Shemitzadidim Lomar Da'af Biagola Nir Lahatir, that there are those that we make, if you're in a wagon, to let you still wear the tefillin early in the morning, we're not concerned that you'll fall asleep. However, he brings down the Artus Achayim Maskim Lachmirin, who says that one should be concerned for this Machmir position, which was the position that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. Then he adds, V'nir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Bir Halacha, the im hu misyare shema ya'avdeim v'osekei l'shamim, if you're concerned that they'll get lost, and you're wearing them for shmira purposes, bevada ein lahachmer af biyoshi ba'agola. The men wear them while you're sitting in the agola. Bevada ein lahachmer af biyoshi ba'agola. Achri de belav hochi, that's all asatome v'agola, hoka b'minichel mishol shmira. Since you're wearing it for shmira purposes, they're meiko, so you can do that over here as well. Now we get to Sif Katan Tesvav, which explains what we said about a person who's wearing his tefillin late in the afternoon on a weekday or on Erev Shabbos, and he has to go wear the tefillin until he gets to a safe place to put them. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vishaka, the first scenario, he's talking about Reisha Zu Mayri Bechol. The first scenario in the Mechaber is talking about on a weekday, and he has to take them off, Lecholtzon, Lenoson, Biyado, Humisyari. He can't take them off and put them in his hand because he's afraid, Shema Yiplu Mimenu Baderech. He's walking on a treacherous terrain, and he's worried that they'll drop out of his hand if he doesn't have his hands free, and therefore you can leave them on your head, you can just cover them up in some way with your hands or with a hat or any other thing that they don't look to outward appearances that you're wearing tefillin. And then he says, even though we said previously that when you're wearing them, if they're on you, you're allowed to leave them on at night and it's not a problem. Here he says it's different. Shani hocha, because here it's in public. Somebody may see you. Pen yite lomar, the person who sees you will make the mistake and think, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night, and he'll go wear tefillin as well. However, Avul Besamach, when we talked about it in Sif Beis, Mayri Shiyoshi Bebeis, so that's when a person's in the privacy of his own home, he doesn't have to take them off. Bahai, Shakar Chama Perush, and here when it says that the sun went down upon the person, it's talking about the end of the Shkia, Sov Shkia, not during the Bein HaShmashos. The end of the Shkia, Hutzeis HaKochavim. The Bein HaShmashos, during the twilight period of time, in Tzorich L'Cholzon, You don't have to take them off. In fact, umarin kain lemaisa, and you can even teach people this halacha. You can publicize this halacha. And in fact, as we pointed out previously, if somebody hasn't worn his tefillin all day, he should definitely put them on during that period of time to be yotzei the mitzvah of wearing tefillin that day. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'chozeh midina. This is all the strict din. However, he brings down, we had spoken about this yesterday, the Arizal's opinion, the Mekubalim who say, hoya nisar, that the Ari was very careful, l'cholzen achash kiesacham, he would take them off immediately after the sun set. He wouldn't leave them on during the Bein HaShemoshes period of time. And this is, in fact, the way most people are knowing, unless, of course, he hasn't worn his tefillin all day, and then we would say to put them on without a bracha at that point in time. Siv Katan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the second scenario, wrote Solomar, the Nasa Ben HaShemoshos, this is now talking about that it's Friday afternoon, Ben HaShemoshos, the EF Sholo Lisa Oson Biyodo, here he physically could carry them, but he's not allowed to carry them to his house, B'mnei Kedusha Shabbos, because of the problem of carrying on Shabbos. So why not just leave them in the shul, in the Beis Knesses? Ulahashir Osom Shom Yefshir, you can't leave it over there, because the Bati Medrosher Shalahem Ayubasodah, their shuls, their Beis Medrashes, were out in the field, in an unsafe place, and if you left it out there, robbers might break in and take it. Therefore, the rabbis permitted him to wear it home. It's not a problem of carrying, it's just wearing it home. But he still should keep them covered so people shouldn't see them. So people shouldn't mistakenly think you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ziv Hey. The Mechaber writes, "V'yesh mi she'omer shemispalol tefilas arvis mibod yom at sheloi niach tefillin ein lo lanicha machakach." The person, for whatever the reason, wasn't able to put on tefillin during the daytime, and now he davened mariv, and all of a sudden he gets a pair of tefillin, but it's still daytime because he davened mariv earlier, so it's still during the day from a physical point of view. But he's already davened, and he's so to say accepted the night already as being there. So what should he do? Ein lo lanicha machakach. The Mechaber says, do not put on the tefillin. It's too late. You've already accepted night, so to say, and you can't put on the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Zayin explains over here, va'afilu od hayom gadol, kodim shkia, even though it's still daylight outside, he davened mara before the shkia, after plaga mincha, it's still daytime. It's still no good to put on the tefillin, l'fi shekvar asol, l'zman hazeh laila, since he declared it to be nighttime by davening marav. Uzman shchiva b'kriya shma u'tefilo shel arvis. That's because it's now for him considered nighttime. V'im yoniach bo tefillin, yachzov yaseo yom. And if he were to go put on the tefillin now, it would be as if he's now a tarta de sasri. He's now saying that it's daytime. V'arehein shtei kulos shesosho zoazo. These are two leniencies over here, davening marav early, and now saying it's not marav, it's now daytime, there's tati de sasri, two stiris, two incompatible opinions over here, and that's why you shouldn't put on the tefillin. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down, ach ho achronim iskimu lahalocha d'mechuyiv lanichan. He says, however, the bottom line is that we do tell the person to put on the tefillin at that point in time. However, ubli bracha, not to make a bracha on it over here, it brought down the name of the Prima Gadim, kos man shu kodim tzeset kochavim. As long as it's before the actual nightfall, the stars coming out, he should still put it on. In Deuteronomy 12, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if this was on a Friday night and a davened Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos earlier, still light outside, Vaday Tzorech Lanichan, he definitely should put him on. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah later on, discusses this as well, L'inyan Kol Sheshalchu Lahavi Lahem Shofar. If the Kal was trying to get a shofar and the guy didn't come with the shofar until it was the end of the day, and they davened Marav for the second day of Rosh Hashanah already, and then the shofar came, so they certainly can still blow the shofar at that point in time, even though they'd accepted upon themselves Shabbos, the second day here was Shabbos. You have a similar din in regards to Sfiras Omer, that if you forgot to count Omer that day, and you happened to daven Marav early, and you accepted upon yourself Shabbos, you're still allowed to count Sfira, and that will keep you in the game. You, of course, count them without a bracha during the daytime, but the following night, i.e. Friday night, once it's after the Zman, after the Shkia, after Tzeis HaKochavim, you would be allowed to count with a bracha again. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, "Vim hulo ispalul adayin, ach af al pi shatzibur ispalul." If this guy personally did not daven yet marv, but the tzibur daven marv, and normally you follow the tzibur if there's one community in town, so then it pulls all the people of the town to follow that tzibur. Ein bekach klum. Here he says it doesn't mean anything. V'yanichem bevracha. He's still allowed to put on the tefillin. He didn't daven marv yet, so you can put him on with a bracha. Im hu adayin yom, as long as it's still daytime. Why? Kiven shu eino osa shtei kulos hasosu zozo. He didn't daven marav early, so for him, it's still considered daytime, and therefore he's allowed to put on his tefillin even with a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'davka im lo hinichem ba'oso yom klal." That's only if he hadn't yet put on the tefillin during the day, should he take advantage of this. However, if he happened to put on his tefillin in the morning, and now he just wanted to wear them again, avlam kvar hiniach tefillin rak shirotzel hiniach gam ata, then ein roy lanichem im hatzibur kvar rispal luarvis. If the tzibur already daven marv, and that's the one tzibur in town, and that's the pulling the entire town to follow that opinion, so then he shouldn't go specifically and do otherwise than what they're all doing, because he already did put on tefillin, so he's not going to not fulfill the mitzvah tefillin to go do this hidur, to wear tefillin again later on. While it goes against what the rest of the town is doing, that's already inappropriate. In Dirsha note 14, he brings down that the halacha might be a little bit different in terms of the bracha in regards to tzitzis. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah that we learned in Siman Yudches, who brought down the Morgan Avraham, who said that Bein Hashmashos, you would be allowed to go make a bracha on the tzitzis, because the man of Chi of tzitzis is Toli B'Re'isem. Can you see them? And Bein Hashmashos, you still can see. However, he brings down the Mati Ephraim, who says you shouldn't make a bracha. You should just wear the tzitzis then if you haven't worn them all day, and you shouldn't make a bracha. And he adds, "V'hosif shima sofek hu im kvar higia bein hashmashos nira shibavada yochel avarach." If the double controversy is here, that should you or should you not make the bracha bein hashmashos, but then you have a second sofek over here, is it yet bein hashmashos? So it's like a svek sveka, and then you said you're allowed to make the bracha. That concludes today's shir.